All right. Today's passage, called the Shema, from the word hear. The first word in our passage today is a confession of faith repeated often by the Jews in the Old Testament. And we're using these powerful verses as a parenting evaluation. A parenting evaluation. Let me read the passage, and then I'll ask a couple questions. I want you to answer them. Deuteronomy 6, 4-9, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and talk about them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be on the frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Over the last 2 days, we've considered four questions. Here are the final two regarding our passage. Here's one. Are you diligently teaching your children how to love and serve God by your words and actions? The word impress means to repeat or teach diligently. First, we have to know the foundational truths of the Christian faith. And then we teach them to our children. Teach diligently. We impress them on our children. You cannot impart what you do not possess. This instruction is not always a sit-down Bible study. We should teach our children through the normal activities of our day. And secondly, here's the second question. Are your thoughts and habits pleasing to God? The Pharisees took this instruction literally. They wore leather pouches called phylacteries filled with scripture passages. However, as Jesus reminded the religious leaders many times, outward show without inward application is hypocritical. Families are known for many different things, right? How many times have you heard, all the kids in that family are smart, or all the kids are athletic in that family, or that family lives in one of the biggest houses in the area, or that family is very wealthy. How do you want your family to be known? Here's a question from our verse today, our passage today. Does your home stand out as uniquely Christian? Does your home stand out as uniquely Christian? Father, help us be parents who lead our homes well. Help us to stand out as uniquely Christian. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.